CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my friend and colleague Gordon Chang. The report at the end of 2023, might have missed it, New Year's celebration and all. A sweeping purge of Chinese generals has weakened People's Liberation Army. This is a report that was filed by CNN. No, Reuters, excuse me. China's top lawmakers ousted 9 senior military officers from the national legislative body at year's end. What does this mean? Gordon Chang and I have been speculating for some time, so we welcome Rebecca Grant, president of IRIS, I-R-I-S, IRIS Independent Research, a visiting fellow of the Lexington Institute. Rebecca, a very good new year to you. The ousting of 9 generals at the year's end, combined with what we had was information from so-called intelligence sources, that would be the U.S., the ODNI perhaps, that all the lids of the Chinese silos built for their ICBMs in the Northwest do not work. Some do, some don't. And that some of their rockets are filled with water rather than rocket fuel. Odd reports. This connects to what we know of purging of rocket force leadership last year and now the ousting of 9 additional generals. What do you make of this in the contest between Xi Jinping, who insists that the military is loyal to him, not to the party, to him personally, and ousting his generals? Good evening to you, Rebecca.
Good evening. What an interesting report. It's so rare to get real insight on Chinese military thinking. And my first reaction is, well, wake up, Xi Jinping. Good generals are hard to find. And if you've ever served in the military or if you've ever watched a war movie or read about the Union Army on Wikipedia, you know that really good generals are really rare and talented military planners are even harder to find. But what caught my eye here is the purges do affect the strategic rocket forces. You know, Xi is on a big campaign to build more nuclear weapons, and that is not easy to do. So clearly they're having some quality control problems out there, but there could be bigger implications as Xi looks to make his military truly world class.
Gordon, you have a question for Rebecca.
Rebecca, reports about what's happening inside the Communist Party and the People's Liberation Army reports to the party are always unreliable. The point, though, is that we are seeing things that do not happen in periods of stability. So I guess the best we could say is that something's going on. We don't know what it is, but it doesn't look very good. Your thoughts on this?
I agree. And you know, always frightening because I think what our senior leadership really struggles with is trying to figure out how the Chinese military thinks and what they may be up to. You know, as we know, China has basically zero combat experience, no real world, no counterinsurgency operations, and we want to keep it that way. But that makes it doubly difficult to understand how their leaders react in normal times and certainly under times of stress. And everything we've seen them do, all the military contacts that we have with them, everyone's got a story about how they're just surprised that this is how the Chinese think. So to see Xi reaching down, purging these 9 individuals, you know, you've got to conclude that this is because he wants to be able to use this military either to intimidate or, heaven forbid, invade Taiwan, or at least to build up a true nuclear strategic deterrent. Now, those are two different branches and two different problems. But he's clearly putting a lot of emphasis. You know, military is on the top of his list. And I think that's what's so worrying in this very destabilized situation.
For some time, Rebecca, I've puzzled about the Chinese military because it resembles other militaries quite closely. Pakistan, for example, the state within a state. The joke about Pakistan is that the army has a state attached to it. And militaries throughout Africa, South America, most of the world that I'm familiar with, do very well. They have their own factories, their own stores, their own vacation zones, And therefore, China's military looks much like that. And yet Xi is always preaching anti-corruption. And that's always the charge against SAC generals. Everybody's corrupt. That's the way the CCP built its army once upon a time. So is there something else going on with Xi Jinping? Is he out of step with how business is done in China?
Well, he does have a long history, including some antipathy towards the military. So I think that's potentially part of it. And then you put together the fact that his military is on a really big building campaign. It's not efficient. There are going to be some mistakes made. There's going to be graft and corruption. You know, opening all the plutonium facilities that he's done. You know, the strategic nuclear programs alone are enormous, colossal endeavors. And yeah, there's going to be inefficiency, and there's going to be graft and corruption. You know, to your earlier point, John, about Pakistan, you know, one difference with a military like Pakistan or many others we could name is that usually there's several people in our armed forces who know people in the military of Pakistan or name any other country. A lot of times these individuals have come to United States military education schools as senior officers. And then you got at least a little insight. So when a crisis breaks out, you can call so-and-so that you knew at war college and figure out what's going on. Not the case with China. As you know, we've had very little in the way of genuine military-to-military contact. So makes it, I think, even harder to read what they're up to. One tiny good sign is that now our chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General C.Q. Brown, can get a phone call through to his opposite number in China. But I think that's just a tiny little gesture. What you're really seeing is the ferment as Xi tries to build up a big military that can do something.
Gordon, you have a question. We have a couple of minutes.
So, Rebecca, we know that the civilian leaders of the Communist Party have always worried about the loyalty of the party. And this goes back to the 1971 Lin Biao incident, which perhaps there was an attempted coup against Mao Zedong. Do you think Xi Jinping is worried about the loyalty of the Chinese military in general?
He'd have to worry about it a little bit, wouldn't he? You know, just for this reason, it's hard to look into his mind, of course, but look at it this way. He's asking this military to do a lot more than they've done in the past. They are very active in the South China Seas. We see their provocations towards Taiwan. There's a new relationship with Russia. And so I think he's got to be worried a little bit about whether they can really do their jobs and how loyal they are to him. And at the same time, there are, you know, mid-ranking military officers who are out there, the Chinese military officers on a day-to-day basis, looking over at U.S. aircraft, U.S. Navy ships, and saying, I don't know. Those guys look pretty good. I don't know if I really want to tangle with that, right? We have no insight into this, but there's got to be questions and lessons learned that China's picking up as they engage and do all these provocations. So maybe a little bit of that is blowback from some real world experience that doesn't sit so comfortably after all.
Rebecca Grant is president of Iris Independent Research, visiting fellow of the Lexington Institute, Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang, Gatestone Newsweek in The Hill. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.